Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer. The name for this Brooklyn-based indie pop band, Teen, comes from musician Teenie Lieberson. But the singer and multi-instrumentalist looked to the second part of her name when she needed bandmates. Teenie just called up her sisters, Lizzie and Catherine. The Liebersons all collaborated on Teen's new EP called Carolina. We're about to hear the title track. Here's Teen live on Soundcheck with Carolina.
Thank you.
That is the band Teen, live on Soundcheck with the title track from their most recent EP called Carolina. Teen is Teenie Lieberson singing, playing guitar and keyboards, both during that song, which is a pretty neat trick. Teenie's sister Lizzie on keyboards and vocals, her other sister Catherine on drums and vocals, and Bushra Al-Sadi playing the bass and still more vocals. Teenie, to you and the rest of the gang, welcome to Soundcheck.
Thanks for having us.
So this album is, you're able to kind of keep that kind of psych pop sound even as it's sort of stripped down enough that you can play it live. Was that kind of the point of Carolina?
Yeah. We had such a hard time performing in Limbo after it had been
recorded. Your 2012 record.
Yeah, because everything was, it was overdub, layered over overdub. Which was cool, it gave it an effect, but live we found that it was really hard to replicate it. So we went into Carolina being like, let's just do what we can do live.
Right.
And so when we were done recording, we had a show, I think, like the next day, and we were like, oh, we don't even have to rehearse. This is great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the what you get on the record is basically the kind of thing that you guys are doing for us here in the studio today. Now, you played with Luke Temple's band, Here We Go Magic.
I did.
Do you still?
No, no longer. Okay. But for 3 years, I did.
Yeah. Now, you know, that too is a band that had a kind of lavish kind of produced sound and stuff. So you know how to do that. Is it purely a logistical thing, or do you like the kind of stripped down sound, the kind of tourable sound?
It just became more of a practical thing, really.
Yeah.
And also, I guess I'm attracted to, I think all of us are attracted to more of an analog sound. It's changing a little bit, funnily enough, you ask that. Feels like we're kind of moving away from that.
Away from the analog, or?
Possibly. It's so hard to tour with analog instruments. To record with it's fine, but to tour with it, it's really, really difficult. And you know, it's still a great sound to have. We'll definitely try and keep that. But
right. So when you say analog, you're talking about like the synthesizers.
Synthesizers. Lizzie's playing two analog synthesizers. I play one analog synth, and they're temperamental.
Right. Right. But they have a sound.
They have an unpredictable sound, which is what makes them so great.
So, Teenie, did Teen start as a solo project for you, and then just kind of grew in the telling?
Yes. I had a break from touring with Here We Go Magic, and I started making these little recordings in my living room. And then I started being like, wait, these songs are actually kind of good. And then...
You sound surprised.
Well, because it was more like I was trying to just experiment and try things out. And I was like, I've always been a singer. I've always enjoyed singing. So I knew I would go back to that at some point. But I didn't expect the songs to have as much weight, I guess, as they did. And so it started catching some heat with my friends, and then it was basically like, okay, I got to start a band. And then that just kept going. So,
well, you didn't have to go very far to find the rest of your band,
no.
Apparently. So did the three of you grow up in a musical house?
Yes, very much so. Our father was a composer, and our mother played rock and roll.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Wait a minute, who's your father?
Peter Lieberson.
Your dad is Peter Lieberson. Wow.
Yep.
Folks who don't know, Peter Lieberson, who passed away just, 2 years ago?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Especially towards the end of his life, wrote some amazing songs.
Yeah.
His Neruda songs, for example.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. So, wow. So,
that's
really,
cool.
Music,
you know,
really
who
does.
He is. Yeah.
Yeah. Which means that you are then the granddaughters of Goddard Lieberson, the guy who ran Columbia Records for most of the 20th century.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Yeah.
All right. So so the genes are there. The pedigree is there. What did your dad think? I mean, you know, he's a major classical composer. What did he think of you guys playing rock music?
Well, he unfortunately never saw this. He never saw us play together. But he, you know, he was so... he encouraged everything we did. You know, he was so positive about it. So I did jazz for a long time, and he was happy I was doing that. And then when I got into Here We Go Magic, he loved Here We Go Magic. He saw us perform, and he was like, I've got him to start making more interactive music.
Really?
Yeah. Because
wow.
He saw how fun it was for musicians to jam and react to each other.
And is that what the three of you did in the house? You know, I guess you're not all close enough in age to have grown up with the same music and stuff.
We actually, this is very new. Catherine's really new to the drums. So we always sang together. Uh-huh. Singing was always a part of our, it was constant. But Catherine was a gymnast, so, and quite serious. So that took up all of her time. So this is like her new sport.
So once you pass 16, you're over the hill in
yes,
gymnastics.
And, exactly.
All right. So you get your... get your jollies just pounding the drums, I guess. The band is Teen. They are playing for us here in the Soundcheck studio today and playing tonight at Glasslands. The new album is called, the EP that's out now is called Carolina. And at the same time that you were recording Carolina, you recorded this song Big Talk, right?
Yeah, it was recorded in the same session.
Didn't make it to the EP. Why? Yeah,
it needed some touch ups. Some extra stuff. So we decided to release it later.
So is this something that likely is sort of pointing towards what the next record will be?
Nope.
No.
We're shapeshifters.
Okay.
Yeah, it's not as motoric and as kind of krautrock as Big Talk is. I think we're actually getting a little more,
okay,
I hate to say, groovy.
But with Big Talk, you're looking back to like Kraftwerk, Tangerine Dream, Klaus Schulze, that sort of thing?
I mean,
is that what
you
mean by krautrock?
Or like Can.
Can?
It has
very
that
good,
kind
yeah,
of very static, straight thing.
Mm-hmm.
But that's what people hear when they hear it. I don't know if that's ever been my go-to. I listen to a lot of like Kate Bush, so I don't know where that.
Okay, well,
happens.
You know, Kate Bush, a great artist to listen to.
Amazing.
I would think a very difficult artist to kind of like aspire to.
Yeah, impossible.
Yeah,
yeah.
The English singer songwriter who had such great success in the 80s and has also sort of come back,
mm-hmm,
kind of later in,
mm-hmm,
her career with some recent records. You want to do Big Talk for us here in the studio?
Sure.
All right, we're listening to the band Teen, and this song is called Big Talk, live on Soundcheck.
We do.
band Teen live on Soundcheck with their single called Big Talk. And once again, Teenie Lieberson on guitar, keyboards and vocals, Lizzie Lieberson on keyboards and vocals, Catherine Lieberson drums and vocals, and Bushra Al-Sadi playing the bass here in our Soundcheck studio. Teen is playing tonight at Glasslands and playing today here in the Soundcheck studio. We're actually going to hear a new song now from Teen. This is called Rose for You, live on Soundcheck.
Here's a rose for you, look. Here's a rose for you, look. Here's a rose for you, look.
song.
Oh, thank you.
That is called Rose for You, and that's new from the band Teenie Lieberson, with Lizzie and Catherine Lieberson and Bushra Al-Sadi performing live here in the Soundcheck studio. So is that a portent of things to come?
Yes, sound? More so, I would say.
Yeah. You were talking before about, you know, touring with analog synths, mm-hmm. and you have one there, but at mm-hmm. the beginning of that song is obviously some sort of digital looping or something
no,
like that.
No, that's a...
That's on board? That's mm-hmm. like a sequencer or something?
Uh-huh.
Neat.
Yeah.
All right.
But it goes out of time.
What does that mean?
The clock in these guys, they don't stay... They kind of have their own voice.
Uh-huh.
So they don't like to always stay in time.
So that's one of the quirks that you were talking
exactly.
about of the analog
which
realm.
Which isn't such a charming quirk.
So Rose for You is the name of it. The band is Teen, and of course, Teen. Did you... people must mistake that name for something else all the time,
all
right?
All the time.
So...
Yeah, it was kind of I was... It was
not thinking
like,
it through? Is
not
that...
really, no. Because it was such a, like, whim that I was doing this thing, and I was like, I can't call it Teenie. I have a terrible name for just to have my name as the band. So, like, Teen. And it was actually before there were a lot of bands with Teen in it. It was so
yeah.
long ago. So then...
But there is a magazine. I mean, that's like calling your band Spin. You know, people Google your name, and it's going to take them a while to find you.
You know? I think it was because I wasn't really imagining it would become such a dedicated project.
Yeah.
So.
Well, there's the EP that's out called Carolina. Big Talk is the standalone single that's out. I hope we'll get a chance to hear Rose for You at some point as well. Teenie, to you and the rest of Teen, this has been great fun. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
This is Soundcheck.
Chance to move my heart.